Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton and a very special episode of Atlanta Business Radio. This is the Trade Show 360 episode, Stone. I know this has been in the books for some time and you are very excited about it.
Hey, I've been fired up about this for weeks ever since we went down to visit with the guys at Foundry 45. We had them on the air and it's time to welcome back to the broadcast and the Business Radio X microphone from Foundry 45, the big mohawk, the big cheese. Welcome back, Dave Beck. How are you, man?
Thanks much. I really appreciate it, guys. We're very happy to be here.
So you have some opinions about trade show in this 360 world, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to talking to you guys about it.
And can you share a little bit about Foundry 45? What are you guys doing for folks?
Yeah, so Foundry 45 are the business virtual reality leaders. So we help businesses actually connect with their customers through virtual reality. And we do a lot of that work with brand activations, where for groups like AT&T, we do things like trade shows, conferences, you know, events like the Masters. And they're actually down in Rio right now at the Olympics, showing one of the things that we did for them.
Because a lot of companies, they might play with reality, but not everybody plays in virtual reality.
Not everybody, right.
So do you drop our name like that? When you're talking to AT&T and some of these companies, you say, yeah, we work with firms like Business Radio X and...
We drop it constantly. That's why we're here actually filming in 360 for this event, because, you know, we want to make sure we can drop Business Radio X everywhere possible.
Now, you brought somebody from your firm with you?
Yeah, I've got my partner, Mike Orndorff, here. He and I have been doing this company for a while, and we're also excited to have a friend of ours from Georgia Tech here, Todd Irving.
Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, glad to be here.
Delighted to have you.
So Georgia Tech, I wouldn't think that that's the first move is go, hey, let's get into the virtual reality world. What was your thinking there?
Absolutely not. But, you know, at Georgia Tech, especially at Scheller College of Business at Georgia Tech, we kind of sit right in Tech Square, which is that intersection of business and technology. So when we started thinking about all the different things that are done from a recruiting perspective, this virtual reality was a natural leap for Georgia Tech, for Scheller College of Business. It's all about, in higher ed a lot, it's about a lot of paper, a lot of print, but we're a technology university, right? And business is technology these days, so this is perfect for us.
So now, as a director of marketing for this College of Business, what had been your strategy previously before getting involved with the Foundry 45 folks?
Previously, it's been... kind of like the normal higher education realm. It's a lot
postcards,
of paper, a lot of print.
A lot of postcards.
Yes, everybody's big on the view book that students take
that's
and then throw away, potential recruits.
Things that are heavy for you to lug to events.
Absolutely. But what we decided to do was actually launch this with Foundry 45, who are actually Scheller College MBA graduates. We've decided to launch this at South by Southwest as part of the Choose Atlanta campaign. Absolutely. We went with the city. To help promote Atlanta as a place to live, work, play, and learn. And this is now dovetailed into our recruiting efforts where we're actually kind of the envy of some of our peers of other B schools.
So now when you're recruiting in the business school, how is that different than like when they're recruiting at the football team? You have similar strategies?
It's all the same.
It's slightly different. There's some testing involved, some different testing.
Now, did you approach the Foundry 45 guys, or did they come to you, or did you discover each other at some kind of conference, or how did that come
Dave about? Had a good 40 score.
Exactly. Well, you know, we were working. It's funny that you brought up the difference between recruiting for football and whatnot. We have done a big project with the Georgia Tech football team to help actually recruit athletes. So that the coaches can take a virtual reality headset, and if they're visiting the star quarterback in Dallas, they can bring the headset, put it on their face, and say, this is what it's like to be at Georgia Tech. So it's very similar to what Todd and his team did with the MBA program, because essentially what they're doing is, instead of bringing the athlete to the school or the student to the school, they're bringing this school to those people.
So now what in the 360 world, what do you show a prospect?
Absolutely. So for us, we went on the road in conjunction with ATDC as well as Sandbox ATL, and we took a mini Tech Square on the road to South by Southwest initially. And what we wanted to showcase was Atlanta, and specifically Georgia Tech, Scheller College of Business, and Tech Square, and all the things that go on there. So we really gave people a tour of what it's like to come to school and to work, live, or play and learn in Tech Square.
So you showed the Waffle House?
We did show the Waffle House. I believe it was actually in the video.
It is in there, actually.
So when you were telling everybody back at the ranch, hey, we're going to do this virtual reality thing, did you get the eyes rolling back in the head and a little bit of pushback, or did they just really embrace it right from the
beginning? What are we going to do with this warehouse full of postcards?
Absolutely. You know, it actually helped because one of the members of our MBA marketing team, Jennifer Sullivan, actually sent the link over to me. They saw Foundry 45 on the news, shot a link over and said, hey, these guys are Scheller grads too. We should have them involved in what we're doing with South by Southwest. So it really came together nicely, and being able to demonstrate what they're already doing with Georgia Tech Athletics helped sell it into Scheller.
Well, that's one nice thing about your product and service is you can use your product and service to demonstrate your product and service and sell your product and service. That's kind of handy.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main reasons why it's such a great tool at trade shows. And I mean, essentially, that's what Todd and his team is doing at MBA fairs, right? It's the equivalent of the MBA trade show. And for anyone that we work with a lot of companies that, you know, they want to show off some amazing facility that they have or some experience that they have, but it's really hard to do that in a trade show environment.
Right.
So again, similarly to transporting the school to the student, well, if they can transport the, you know, the global network operations center to
the call center, the factory floor, the large piece of machinery.
Yeah, I was just thinking, how about the tractor? Instead of bringing me to the tractor, bring the tractor to me virtually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're a Caterpillar or John Deere and you want to actually bring five large pieces of equipment to a show, then you need a huge booth for that. And you have to spend tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in logistics actually getting those items to the event. So if you can go from five pieces of equipment to two, you know, you can drastically reduce the size of the footprint of your booth, which is directly related to cost.
Right.
And you can still show off those additional three items in virtual reality and get a lot of the same benefit without a lot of the hassle.
And everything works every time. You know, seriously, the last thing you want is for a demo to fall apart when you've got a major prospect standing there. If you've got it captured in this kind of medium, it's going to work, and it's going to be the best version of it every time, right?
Well, absolutely. And the other thing to keep in mind is that, you know, you can basically have a built-in message into the virtual reality experience, right? So you're not reliant on the staff that's manning the booth. You know, really hitting those same drum beats, right? I mean, the reality is, hey, we've all been there. We've all put the time in at booths, and you end up, depending on where you're at in the day, you might not be quite as sure on message, right?
4 o'clock on day three.
Your people are all aren't, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
Always.
And the leave behind is that much more compelling. You can leave behind the actual, like, kind of the cardboard version of the glasses, right, with the the app on their phone, so they can kind of revisit this and immerse themselves just like they did in the booth and take it with them to show maybe their boss or a champion in their office.
Absolutely. Definitely, yeah. I think one of the things that just to build on something Mike just said too was the fact that, you know, maybe the person working the booth is not necessarily getting across the main points, but as important is the fact that, you know, at the lowest level, people are lining up because they want to actually see what you're doing, and it's interesting, and it's just
cool right out of the box. Right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Just different, right?
Unique.
Yeah.
And most of the people that we work with like that aspect, but even more important than that is the fact that the people that are lining up, they're essentially lining up to see their commercial, right? So when we build an experience for, you know, a big customer or they take it out there to the shows. Yeah, sure. They get a bunch of people to line up that wants to see it. But then in the experience, they've got three features and benefits or three value propositions that they really want to get across. And so when they take the headset off at the end, they spend the first 5 seconds going, oh my gosh, that was so cool. It's like I was actually there. Amazing. But then they spend the next 5 minutes talking about the features and benefits or the value props that they actually wanted to get across.
Well, that sounds like a good sales pitch, Dave. But Todd, how accurate is that? Let's get it from the horse's mouth here.
Absolutely. And, you know, and
you better back us up on this.
I got your back, Dave. I got you know what? What's really cool about it is Dave used the term experience. And that's the way we think about recruiting. That's the way we think about going to events is it's experiential marketing is what it is. Mm-hmm. So what we actually did at Scheller is we worked with the guys and we got the video ahead of time. And we actually pre-promoted it and gave people a heads up that if you're coming to this recruiting fair in Seattle, Washington, or Houston, or wherever, stop by Georgia Tech Scheller College of Business table. And also, if you share with the hashtag, let us get a picture of you, doing the VR experience and share that out. We'll waive your application fee when you actually apply to come to
that
school
for an
MBA.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Nicely played.
Right. Yes. So now what we've done is it's not about the event and experiential marketing, really, because you're going to reach hundreds or thousands. It's about how do you get that out to the social media universe and get people to actually become your brand evangelists. And now it's out to the tens of thousands. And when things really go viral, you can hit the millions. So it's how do you take that brand beyond just the people that are able to make it to an event?
So now, do you have any data that supports that this is effective? Do you have a before and after?
We absolutely do. So we actually did a comparison of last year's MBA tour, and we're up almost 30% in terms of table visits. What's actually been even more interesting is just the anecdotal feedback from our teams out on the road is the number of our peer schools who are actually coming over to take the Scheller College of Business experience as well. So it's been great.
And your team, they're having more fun probably. They probably want to go out and do these things even more because they're having fun with it, aren't they?
They absolutely, they're having a ton of fun. One of our folks out on the road just sent a Snapchat back to someone over the weekend, and they were next to a business school that shall remain nameless. and she was showing the people lined up and doing the VR experience, and then she showed their table, and it was pamphlets.
They're texting, and they're right.
They're throwing that squishy ball back and forth, right?
College is that? What's it rhyme with?
I will not name that.
It rhymes with Barbird?
I shall remain nameless.
All right. Mike, I get the sense that you're the technical brains behind a lot of this. I'm curious, is it Dave that comes back to the ranch and says, okay, I've set up this engagement and I told him we were going to be able to do this. I mean, how complicated is this really though behind the scenes? There's got to be some real work that goes into it.
Oh, absolutely.
On the front end.
Yeah. And we've got a great technical team, to pull off, whatever the customer needs. The reality is there's a wide range. And I think that's kind of an important piece to understand as well, is that, saying that you're doing a virtual reality experience, there's not really, that kind of doesn't mean anything. That could mean, that could mean anything along a massive spectrum. And depending on who you are, you may have a very different thought in mind as to what that means.
And it may not be appropriate for everybody, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you go, hey, let's get those accountants, it's April 14th. Let's get a good video of them, drinking Red Bull and typing on a computer.
Exactly. Actually, I think that idea has some merit.
I'd watch that.
I know.
Yeah.
That could go viral.
The interesting thing is it's not necessarily, I don't think it's along industry lines because the reality is there's a lot of situations where there might be value in that. I think it's much more along what you're trying to accomplish. Where virtual reality is great is where a sense of immersion, where transporting somebody somewhere because it's too dangerous to take them, geographically it would be too expensive to take them. So a lot of the things that Dave was talking about before, as far as equipment or facilities, kind of time shifting, right? So go back to the Georgia Tech athletics issue. They had some incredible game, experiences that were wonderful. That was last year. What do you have for me right now? What can you show me this summer that gets me excited? Well, here, let me show you something.
And that's why this is an art science.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's also where, while there's a lot of very complex technical, pieces kind of answering your question, absolutely. You can also do some basic things kind of on your own. But that's where the art and the science kind of comes in, and that you kind of want somebody to shepherd you through and make sure that at the end of the day, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
and you really need to do something compelling.
And then the level of deliverable on this, I would imagine, goes with the budget, right? You can make this as Steven Spielberg-y as you'd like it to be, or as simple as you like, or handheld YouTube-y as you'd like it to be.
Absolutely. And I mean, the perfect analogy there is just traditional video, right? I mean, you can grab your iPhone and shoot a video and throw it up on YouTube right now. Is that the same thing as a Super Bowl commercial? No, there's probably some subtle differences, and there's a subtle difference in the budget that goes along with that.
But it's also the protecting of your brand. I'm sure when the College of Business got into this, protecting the brand was at the forefront, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And to your point of budget, we're on a state supported higher education budget. It's not, we're not spending a Coca-Cola type money, but protecting the brand is absolutely key. And what this does, it actually gives you really cool content that will live far beyond any event that you've done. You can actually, we work very closely with the team at Foundry 45 to really make sure that brand essence comes across and comes to life. and they're aligned and really get ingrained and are in tune with what your brand is, so that as they do the video editing for you, that comes to life for you.
Well, yeah, and we actually worked very closely together on the full storyboard too. So the media people from Georgia Tech were the ones that were really driving the message and making sure that all the beats that they wanted to hit were in there. And that just took it up a whole nother notch.
Absolutely. Sure.
But you want to do this in a way that there's an elegance to it, and it isn't an infomercial or a sales pitch, right?
I mean,
they're being immersed in something. No one wants to be immersed in a sales pitch. They want to be immersed into a feeling or, some sort of an experience of being there.
Right. Absolutely. For us, we didn't want the typical kind of very well professional voiceover. We wanted it to be organic, as
and
if
authentic,
you were on a tour.
Right?
Absolutely. As if you were there live and somebody was just giving you a guided tour. That's the experience that we wanted to come across.
So there's a whole consulting dimension, I guess, if that's the right word to this. It's well beyond the equipment and just the sexiness of virtual reality and that kind of thing. You guys have obviously cracked the code on sitting down and helping the client think through, what do we need to do? What do we need to produce so that we can achieve the outcomes that are important to you? I realize that coming into this conversation. That counsel is as important as any of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's actually the most important part. The beginning of the process is actually getting together with our partners and sitting down and doing the ideation piece to figure out, what is it that you actually want to accomplish? And yeah, everything that you've said here, what's the tone? Who's the audience? What's the main point that you want to actually get across? And for these guys, for Georgia Tech, the business school, wanted to have a very authentic, voice for the experience. We're doing a big project with the basketball team right now. And there's a famous analyst named Craig Sager. He's the one who actually did the voiceover for that, because they're looking to keep, they want that to be exciting.
Yeah.
And almost the equivalent of, an NBA type environment for, we're going to put all sorts of exciting music behind it and whatnot. And it's really, you want to, by the time you're done, they really want you to take it off and be pumped up and be, I'm in.
Right.
And on the flip side, I mean, we have lots of corporate customers that, that do have, we actually have, professional voice actors that do the voiceovers. In that case, it's not a lack of authenticity in that situation, but in their situation, it's, there's not, we're immersing, we're using VR in that situation to take them to an area, where there's not, talking going on, where there's not those type events. So yeah, if we're doing a factory tour of equipment and situation that for OSHA reasons, they literally cannot take people back into those areas.
Right.
But it's amazing to see this, this environment, right? At some level, you need some explanation as to what's going on. And for them, that's what really meets their needs. And so, yeah, we adjust the tools and the technologies to adapt to what they're trying to accomplish.
So we should probably get you guys involved with this, shouldn't we?
Ryan would be
exactly.
Good. For but so we just had a guest in here the other day from, DeShazo. And they do cranes for in the manufacturing environment. And so if they were to do this kind of thing, you could be immersed in sitting and watching their cranes operate in the factory, but you might have a Ryan narrating,
exactly.
This is the XJ32 and it's picking up the bolts or whatever. Am I seeing that right?
Yep, you've nailed it. Exactly.
And then by contrast, you could do something as kind of casual as what we're doing here. And I got to say, Lee, we've been to conferences where we do the remote broadcast stuff. And, when we're doing it, people forget about their microphones and they're talking about their work. And then we've had the professional video guy walk by and pop that camera down in front
right.
of you. And it just totally changes the dynamic. But I don't get that sense at all. I mean, I knew today we were doing this, so I wore socks and everything.
You look great.
But I mean, it feels the same to me. It feels like, it doesn't create that altered environment.
Right. It doesn't change kind of the vibe of the room. And,
right.
And that's what makes it different than, I guess, traditional video does.
Well, it's interesting because it's actually, that's one of the very unique aspects to 360 video is that at the end of the day, whatever rig you're using, it's pointing everywhere, right? You can't hide from it. So you brought up that kind of artificial nature that can kind of be imposed by traditional video. And that's because in traditional video, you're setting the stage, right? You're setting up that artificiality, right? That's the intent. It's, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the camera that is never going to be seen. for better or for worse, 360. I mean,
it's more authentic.
You put it down and walk away, and you catch what you catch.
And I think, Ryan, you took a picture of the actual rig out, because the one thing when we're showing this, that's the thing you can't actually, the only thing in the room you can't really see is the actual camera. And people, I think, will be surprised, as Mike was saying, at how unobtrusive it actually is here. It's so easy to forget that it's sitting there.
Yeah,
absolutely. When they came to shoot us at Scheller and they shot in some of our classrooms, you know, we always have to ask permission for faculty. Can we come in the classroom? We're going to shoot. And one of the first things they want to know is how disruptive is this going to be to my class? Because that's what we're there to do, is to educate, right? But really, it's not disruptive at all. People barely even knew it was in there. And what it also allowed people to do is allow the faculty to continue to act naturally, and allowed the students to continue to be natural and not think that, oh, I'm on camera and I'm in class. It's just, oh, I'm still just in class. And there's these guys over there with this little tiny little thing, and they're doing their thing, I'm doing mine, and we go on.
Now, Todd, can you share a little bit about, you mentioned it briefly about somebody came to you and heard about these guys, and you decided to engage, at least have a conversation. Can you talk about what that first conversation's like when you're deciding, okay, this is what we'd like to have, what can you do, or, you know, your vision of it, and how close to the vision did it actually come out at the end?
Absolutely. It's great. And it's really easy working with these guys, because it's really a consultative approach. It's first kind of learning and understanding what our goals are, and then also understanding who the key players are that need to come to the table to have input and have say into it. So, you know, whether you're a business or your higher education or whatever, the more people you get at the table buying in and giving their vision of what it needs to be, the easier it is to get it right up front. And they're so easy, because in higher education, let me tell you, there are a lot of people who have
a lot of opinions.
A lot of opinions in the room. And they were just so laid back about, you know, really listening to and really getting to understanding, asking the questions to make sure that when they put the storyboards together, they put the scripts together, that all really came across, so that when we showed the first draft, there weren't really many edits. There are a lot more edits to a lot of other things that we do, but
sure.
But not a ton. They may tell you different. They may tell you different.
No, actually, this was a really, it was a labor of love, because Mike and I actually went to school there. So we were super excited about doing this, and we, you know, told them we would go above and beyond, no problem. But it was even easier because we had actually partnered with Todd on the South by Southwest thing initially. So we had kind of a blueprint for what we all, you know, and that's what we typically like to do, is we show somebody something else that we've done and say, is this kind of what you actually
want? Are we in
want?
The ballpark here?
Right, exactly. And that makes it easier, because virtual reality, big step back, there are a lot of people out there who still haven't actually tried it. So making sure people understand what they're getting up front is pretty important. And, you know, these guys had, in fact, we stood next to Todd for a couple of days down in Austin at South by Southwest. So we had a pretty good understanding of what we were looking for there.
Now, can you just walk through a typical, if somebody's considering this, what is the beginning of the engagement look like?
So there's a kind of consulting piece up front where we just get together with the prospect and figure out what it is that they actually want to do. And when we officially engage, there's typically four steps in the process. We start out with ideation and storyboarding, like we talked about. The next phase, once we've figured out what it is we want to do, we have to capture that. And we'll typically do that in 360-degree video, still photography, or some combination of that with motion graphics and animation, fully rendered computer environments. And once those have been created, you have to kind of put them in the virtual world and build the experience from that. And then the last step is actually making apps out of it. And typically we'll do that in Samsung Gear VR and Google Cardboard, which is for our iPhones and Androids. And that's available for pretty much anyone.
So the equipment that it takes to execute it. So we've gone to all this work. We've had your counsel. Now we show up on site. What equipment do I need to show them the tractor, or to show them the thing? Because you guys have mentioned, Lee mentioned it, and you mentioned it too, the Google Cardboard thing. And what all does it take to actually make it happen at the show?
Sure. So once we've created the experience, then to actually, you know, execute and show people, you really just need a headset, right? So there's a couple different headsets. As Dave mentioned, we focus on mobile VR, which is Samsung Gear VR and Cardboard-based platforms. What we love about that for business applications, especially event marketing, is that literally these are phones that you're clipping into a headset. So at the end of the day, you're not dragging your IT staff to try to support this,
yeah.
Right? So like literally, it's not working. You know how to use a phone, right? If it's really going haywire, you turn it off, turn it back on, and click the icon again. I mean, that's literally the level of support that you have to pull off. Not to mention, you know, pack up and tear down, or set up and tear down is really easy. You're bringing a suitcase full of a couple phones and a couple headsets, and you're off to the races.
And then the leave behind though could be these branded cardboard pieces, right? With the
that's a cool idea. Right? Yeah.
Exactly. So that really becomes a, yes, they see the high-end experience in the Gear VR headset, but then, rather than handing them a t-shirt or a pen with your name on it, you give them what's really a very cost-effective, and we're talking about, $5 to $10 for a branded piece here that you're handing to them. What's the likelihood that they throw that away 5 minutes from now versus, right. realistically a view book or...
But now I can put my phone in it.
That's exactly right.
When I get back to the house and I want to show my wife, you ought to see that what I saw at this trade show, put my phone in it and it'll...
You just go to the iOS App Store or the Google Play Store and you download, for our customers publish other versions of this, exactly. And you install it on your own phone. Oh, and by the way, you can send it to your colleagues and say, "Oh, you got to check this out."
What you guys really need is some Business Radio X branded cardboard. That's going to take this whole thing to the next level.
Yes,
but there's also a ton of VR available to watch with that same cardboard.
That's the thing.
I mean, it's not just for this one app. There's a ton of content out there.
New York Times have done some amazing work on this front. Discovery VR, the Discovery Channel has some crazy. Shark Week, so get in there and swim with the sharks. We have a bunch of apps, under Foundry 45 too that people can download that are fun. There's a ton of content out there.
But trade show best practices, and I want to hear from you, Todd, and from these guys. There's really probably a set of structured steps, some disciplines that you would say, look, anytime you're going to do a trade show, with or without VR, but certainly with VR, you ought to be looking at doing these things. Have you guys started to uncover some good just trade show or event disciplines? I'll start with you.
Absolutely. Before I came to Georgia Tech about a year ago at Scheller College of Business, I was actually running an experiential marketing agency headquartered out in Dallas. So one of the first things that all of our clients asked us for is, hey, what's the pre-promotion? We have to let people know we're going to be there. Let them know what's going to be there ahead of time. And you can even tease it ahead of time like we did with the Scheller College experience at our recruiting fairs. But after that, once you get on site, is have people out and about roaming. Don't just expect everybody to come to you. Get out with that piece of equipment and then give them a means to share their experience. Because again, everybody can't be at the trade show. Everybody can't be at an MBA fair. But you know what? They've probably got a bunch of friends back in the office, back at home, family, whatever. You have to give them that means to share this so that everybody can take part in that experience. So when the guys, obviously the ultimate experience is to have the Gear VR, have the headset, but when we share it on our social media, it gets some of the highest likes and shares out of anything that we share or do on our social media platforms. And those are just people with no gear at home. It's just them and their phone taking in that experience. Now they don't get the full immersive and deep dive into the cardboard, but they are still getting the VR experience because they can move it around, they can look, and they get the 360 experience. So those are the keys, is really upfront promotion at the event outside of your space, and then give people a means to take your brand outside of the event.
What about some sort of metric of success?
Absolutely. Go into it knowing what your KPIs are, key performance indicators. And the guys at Foundry 45, they work with you on that. They want to know, what are you trying to drive? What's the end goal so that you can build that and you can build that story into your VR content that drives and gets people to do an action that you want? For us, it's we want people to come in and sign up and register for our MBA programs and then come to school at Scheller College of Business ultimately. So for us, we're tracking applications. We're tracking actual signups for additional information.
So Mike, you have any tips for trade show folks?
I mean, we have a quite a long list of lessons we've learned.
VR
scar tissue.
Yes. We've seen a lot of things work and a lot of things not. And so, the great thing is being able to help companies kind of avoid making those mistakes on their own. There's a lot of subtleties to kind of how we set things up, how we structure things, how we point people in a certain direction that, you know, for any individual decision or any individual approach we suggest, we can give you three reasons why it really should be that way. You know, we'll sometimes run into customers that are, you know, we'll kind of lay it out. Because really, we just give you the roadmap, right? It's, you right. know, here's, let's hit the beach you want to hit, and here's how you do it. And sometimes they'll, you know, come in, oh, well, we don't want to get 2x the phones that, you know, that we're going to, like, if let's say you want two stations there at the show, we suggest having four phones because these phones can get hot and overheat battery issues, you know, not a big deal, but every once in a while we'll have a customer that, we just didn't get around to buying the backups. Mm-hmm.
And, ouch.
And there's, yep, there's a reason we suggest it. Yeah. We pride ourselves on not just, you know, making an app and shooting footage and walking away. It's, you know, we're really there to try to make sure that you're actually, you know, accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And there's a lot of little decisions that go into that, that, you know, that keep you on the right path.
So now, Todd, trade shows, doing these MBA shows, that's an important part of your job or part of the school businesses. Right.
Absolutely. For us, it that personal touch point where we actually are touching our potential recruits, our potential MBA student, as well as undergrads, that's what really sells going to college, because there's so many choices mm-hmm. out there, and it's that personal touch and it's being able to deliver.
That's the last mile, right?
Absolutely. That's mm-hmm. it. You've got to deliver people. Here's what your experience is going to be like when you show up in Tech Square at Scheller College of Business.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about the program, website?
Absolutely. You can go to scheller.gatech.edu.
And that's S-C-H-E-L-L-E-R.
That's correct.
All right. And Foundry 45, what are the coordinates there if somebody wanted to have a conversation with you guys about virtual reality in their trade show booth?
Yeah, people can reach us at foundry45.com, the word foundry, the numbers 45.com, and they can find us in social. If they want to interact with us at foundry45.com.
And you're always available in virtual reality as well as reality.
All sorts of realities.
Any reality, yeah. Augmented, you name it.
I know you're trying to wrap. I'm not done yet. I've got one more question, and I may have just been hearing what I wanted to hear, but I thought I heard you, Todd, mention, so let's say for whatever reason, I'm viewing the footage that was shot, but I'm viewing it on a computer or just on my phone, not with the headset, you called it. Did I hear you right that even with that, I can kind of manipulate it and see all the footage that was shot?
Absolutely. So to me,
that's huge as a sales and marketing guy.
It absolutely is. We did the Scheller experience. I actually just showed my wife sitting on the couch just on my phone. I said, here, take the phone. Here's what we're taking to our MBA fairs. And you just move your phone around and it will move with you. Again, you're not immersed in the device.
Right.
You move it. And you can even do it on the desktop with the mouse. It's not the ideal situation, but it gives you the effect. You get it as a consumer.
Well, thank you all for being part of the show today. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton and our producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.